We got Detective Eric Edson in studio with us from the Sheboygan Police Department. Joins us usually a couple times a month. Always keeps us on top of scams and fraud and all the stuff the bad guys are doing to us. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kelly. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
We're going to talk about some recent scams that are going on and then a few holiday tips. Right around the corner is Memorial Day, the unofficial start of summer. So hopefully when people travel, they can keep some of these tips in mind.
Yeah.
So recent scams, the imposter phishing scams continue to be the number one, what they call attack vector for these kinds of scams that criminals are using to try to steal your personal information and try to steal your money. As we were just talking before we went on air, all three of us have received some version of these messages, either in email or on our phone. So the most common ones are UPS shipments. So you might get a text message saying that a UPS shipment of yours is on hold and it needs to be rescheduled and you need to pay some kind of fee to reschedule it. That's almost always going to be a scam. Make sure that you're not clicking through those links. Go directly to the UPS website if you're expecting a package, and if you're not, that should be a red flag for you that it's going to be a scam.
I think at FedEx ones too sometimes.
FedEx, DHL, kind of delivery company, those are very, very, very common. Costco survey, that's one that's really being popular right now. You might get an email or a text to click on a link to take you to a survey, and you're going to win some kind of reward or a prize, usually a high ticket item like an iPhone or a smartwatch or a TV, maybe something like that, to try to entice people to click on it. Usually that's just to collect your personal information, but it could be you have to pay a fee to get your prize or pay taxes. Again, that should be a red flag. You should never have to pay something to win something. Amazon security alerts, those are big because so many people shop and use Amazon, and scammers have gotten really good at impersonating Amazon's website, the look, the logos, all the kind of stuff on there. If people use Amazon a lot, if you get a message saying that your account is locked or it's been accessed by another device or there's a unauthorized purchase, you're going to be anxious to click through that link and find out what's going on. And unfortunately, that will take you to a fraudulent website that is going to look just like Amazon's, and they're going to collect your personal information, maybe ask you to re-verify your purchase, your credit card information. So you enter your credit card information, and then they have all that to take advantage of you. So avoid those. And then the last one that we've seen a lot lately is just a generic, like a password expiration. So think Facebook account, Google account, Yahoo account, whatever you might use, you might get an email purporting to be from one of those companies saying that your password has expired and your account is locked and you won't be able to use it until you reset your password. So then you go on the website and it'll say enter your old password. So you enter your old password and now they have your password for Facebook, Google, whatever it is. And then they're going to be logging into your account right away, and then they're going to change the password and the two-factor authentication, phone numbers, and all that kind of stuff to them so that you're going to be completely locked out of your account. Yeah. So all of these really have the same kind of prevention strategies to prevent yourself from being taken advantage from these kind of scams. No matter what kind of scam it is, they all kind of have the same underlying intent, and they also have the same kind of underlying strategies for mitigation. So don't ever, ever, not ever click on any links, unsolicited links in emails or text messages. We talk about this all the time, but people still do it because of that urgency that the scammers try to impose on you and emotional. So take the time, just only use official websites or apps. And honestly, apps are probably the most secure way to access, especially financial accounts or accounts that might have sensitive information. It's very hard for a scammer to impersonate an app. So going to a website, clicking a link is a little more dangerous unless you have it bookmarked and you know that's the legitimate one. But using an app is actually more secure than just going on the web. There's less chance of someone intercepting those communications and going to the wrong website. Free gifts are always going to be a red flag. Again, that enticement that you've won a prize or the lottery or whatever it is, that's always going to be a red flag. And then people should consider using a security software. There's a lot of different vendors. I wouldn't endorse any particular one, but there's a lot of options out there that are reasonably priced considering the protection that you get. And they will help protect against like malicious links or websites. Before you click on a link, it'll scan that email and say there's a malicious link here that redirects you to whatever. Don't click on it.
Sure.
It'll protect you from spyware, malware, viruses, all that kind of stuff. And you can run that. A lot of them offer plans or deals where you can run it on up to like 5 devices or 6 devices. They have them for your phone as well. As a lot of people forget the phone part of it, or a tablet, they just put it on their computer, a laptop or something. Don't forget about your phone and your tablets. A lot of these softwares can run on both, and they're equally good protection for those kinds of devices as well.
All right. Good advice. Now, summer travel season is about to kick in, of course.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's exciting, right?
Yeah.
Right? And when people go on vacation, they're not always thinking safety, and they're not always thinking about fraud prevention. They're thinking about having a good time and enjoying their vacation. But nothing ruins a vacation faster than learning that your reservation isn't with a legitimate company or something like that, or getting your money stolen. So a few tips to help prevent fraud while you're traveling this summer. When booking travel, stick to the brand name travel sites, or book directly with that airline, hotel, Airbnb, whatever. We just had a local case fairly recently where someone, I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago, had done a Google search for different kind of vacation spots or Airbnbs, and one of the sponsor links at the top, which we've said before are not potentially not legitimate, clicked through there, saw there was a better deal, paid a deposit, all that kind of stuff. And then when they called the Airbnb to confirm the reservation a couple of days or weeks later, they said, "What reservation? We don't know what you're talking about." So it ended up being a scam, and they're out, you know, like $700 or something like that. So avoid unsolicited emails when you do that kind of stuff, and always click through or go to the direct website. Consider a mail hold when you have mail and packages building up. That's a sure sign for criminals to either burglarize your house or steal the mail out of your mailbox, and it could have credit card numbers, things like that in there.
Sure.
So USPS makes it very easy to do a mail hold on their website. Super simple. Consider that. Use a credit card versus cash or a debit card. Cash is easily stolen. Debit cards don't offer the same consumer protections that a credit card does. A lot of people think that they might have they have their debit card from their bank and it has a Visa or MasterCard logo on it. That doesn't mean that it's a credit card. It's different consumer protections. So I always encourage people to use a credit card. If it is used for fraudulent purchases, maybe it's you buy gas someplace and there's a skimmer, you're not going to be responsible for those fraudulent charges. The money never really leaves your hand, versus a debit card. As soon as you swipe that card, that money's out of your account, and getting it back is very difficult.
That's a good point.
And you don't want to be stranded somewhere and not have the ability to get back. So,
right.
And then lock your smartphone or tablet with either biometrics or a 6-digit code. A lot of people don't lock their devices for convenience. If you misplace it or someone is able to get a hold of your device and it's not locked, you know, things can go bad very quickly, because we carry so much information on our phone, so many access to different points in our life are on our phone with different data. So make sure that you're locking your phone. And then turn off automatic connections to Wi-Fi. If you're going to connect to Wi-Fi, like at a hotel or airport or something like that, make sure you're using a VPN. We've talked about those a little bit in the past.
Yep.
People can research those. And again, there's so many different ones out there that are all pretty legitimate. Make sure. The only thing I would say with that is the free VPNs are not as legitimate and don't offer the same protections as the ones you pay for. The ones you pay for are very reasonably priced, considering, again, the protection that you get. So don't cheap out on that. Make sure if you're going to use a VPN, get one that is a paid for one, not a freebie. But there's a lot of different options out there. And you really should just try to avoid that altogether. Maybe bring a hotspot with you. A lot of cell phone companies offer the ability to have a hotspot. Consider buying one of those and bringing those to connect to when you're traveling instead of public Wi-Fi. And then the last thing is watch out for data skimmers. Gas stations, airports, we've talked about in the past, where sometimes when you plug your phone directly into like a USB charger, there's a potential that criminals can set up a data skimmer behind that outlet and steal your data. So maybe consider bringing a portable charger or something like that with you.
I wonder if when they were coming out with smartphones, that they ever envisioned all the things that we would have to be careful about.
It's really amazing when you think about all the information that people keep on their phone and everything we do on our phones. It's really the one device in our lives that I think if they disappeared tomorrow, people would not be able to cope in general. We just rely on it so much. And scammers know that. Scammers always follow the path of least resistance, whatever the easiest way to get into your pocket or into your data is. And cell phones are the one-stop shop for all that information. So you need to take proactive steps to protect that information.
All right. Good stuff as usual this morning, Eric. And I'm sure most listeners don't know, this is going to be our last visit together.
It is, yep.
You're hanging it up, huh?
I am. I've been at the police department a little over 30 years, and next week, Friday, is my last day. I'm retiring, so I brought with me Dana Mugen. Dana is a detective with our department. She was just previously a neighborhood officer, so she's going to take over and come in on Thursdays and talk about all kinds of other stuff.
All right. Hi, Dana.
Hi, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good to have you in, and we'll be chatting regularly here in a few weeks.
I'm looking forward to
it. All right. Sounds good. Eric, best of luck with you and everything, whatever you got planned in your after-work life.
All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. It's been good getting to know you these last few years.
Well, we appreciate the partnership with you, too. I mean, you've done so much to help us get the word out. I know that even when we're not here, you talk about frauds and scams. And as a department, as an organization, we appreciate that partnership and hope that continues.
Unfortunately, there's always too much to talk about with that kind of stuff.
There is. Yeah. But awareness is important. So
it very much is. All right, Eric, thanks again.